Well, it almost snuck up on me. Tomorrow is a great feast, a great solemnity, where we look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that symbol of the infinite love of Christ and of the Father that has become human, that has become flesh in this heart, this humanity that must express this infinite burning love. And yet we can't really get out of ourselves because of the effects of original sin enough to give ourselves totally to this one that wants to totally give ourselves to us. And so we're not caught up into the dance of God's self-giving and self-emptying love. So anyway, that's tomorrow. I'm thinking about it already, but let's see what we have for today. We're going to pray a shortened divine office for today, and hopefully also a little liturgy of the word. So let's begin with a little liturgy of the word. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Okay, we'll do the office, the shortened office first. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. Psalm 32, they are happy whose sins are forgiven. David speaks of the happiness of the man who is holy in God's eyes, not because of his own worth, but because God has justified him. Romans 4:6. Happy the man whose offense is forgiven, whose sin is remitted. Oh, happy the man to whom the Lord impugns no guilt, in whose spirit is no guile. I kept it secret, and my frame was wasted. I groaned all the day long, for night and day your hand was heavy upon me. Indeed, my strength was dried up as by the summer's heat. But now I have acknowledged my sins, my guilt I did not hide. I said, I will confess my offense to the Lord, and you, Lord, have forgiven the guilt of my sin. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. So let every good man pray to you in the time of need. The floods of water may reach high, but him they shall not reach. You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me from distress. You surround me with cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will give you counsel with my eye upon you. Be not like horse and mule, unintelligent, needing bridle and bit, else they will not approach you. Many sorrows has the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving mercy surrounds him. Rejoice, rejoice in the Lord, exalt you just. O come, ring out your joy, all you upright of heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You desired, Lord, to keep us from your indignation, and so did not spare Jesus Christ, who was wounded for our sins. We are your prodigal children, no matter how hard or how little we've worked, and we must confess our sins and come back to your Sacred Heart. Make us rejoice in you and live in uprightness of heart and in relationship to you. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, we ask for this personal relationship of true love, of mystical, as Thomas Aquinas would say, supernatural virtue and supernatural love. So we pray for God's grace to help us, to justify us, and to help us know and love him and know and love the truth about ourselves. Oh, I also want to pray for any of your intentions, any of your health intentions, or anybody out there who's just, you know, in the hospital. I know it's a really tough time for a lot of people in our community. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The one who is sinless in the eyes of God is blessed indeed. blessed be God forever. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see the wonders of your law. A reading from the first book of Samuel. And again, we were on yesterday's reading. Now I have to turn the page. The flight of David. David went to Ahimelech, the priest of Nob, who came trembling to meet him and asked, "Why are you alone? Is there no one with you?" David answered the priest, "The king gave me a commission and told me to let no one know anything about the business on which he sent me or the commission he gave me. For that reason, I have arranged a meeting place with my men. Now, what have you on hand? Give me 5 loaves, or whatever you can find." But the priest replied to David, "I have no ordinary bread on hand, only holy bread. If the men have abstained from women, you may eat from some of that." David answered the priest, "We have indeed been segregated from women, as on previous occasions. Whenever I go on a journey, all the young men are consecrated, even for a secular journey. All the more so today, when they are consecrated at arms." So the priest gave him holy bread, for no other bread was on hand except the showbread that had been removed from the Lord's presence and replaced by fresh bread when it was taken away. One of Saul's servants was there that day, detained by it before the Lord. His name was Doeg the Edomite, and he was Saul's chief henchman. David then asked Ahimelech, "Do you have a spear or a sword on hand?" "I brought along neither my sword nor my weapons, because the king's business was urgent." The priest replied, "The sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of the Tenebereth, is here, wrapped in a mantle behind an ephod. If you wish to take that, take it. There is no sword here except that one." David said, "There is none to match it. Give it to me." David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and the rest of his family heard about it, they came down to see him. He was joined by all who were in difficulties or in debt, or who were embittered, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with him. From there, David went to Mizpah of Moab and said to the king of Moab, "Let my father and mother stay with you until I learn what God will do for me." He left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him as long as David remained in the refuge. But the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not remain in the refuge. Leave and go to the land of Judah." And so David went and went to the forest of Hinnereth. Responsory prayer. We have been set free from the law. We are dead to what held us bound. Now we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not under the old bondage of the written law. Have you not read what David did with it when he was hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the consecrated bread? Now we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not under the old bondage of the written law. So it's a beautiful responsory prayer. It alludes to the story in Mark, Matthew, and Luke, alluding to that story about Jesus, who is going to give us kind of an interesting interpretation of that story that we just read. Our second reading is from a homily by St. Gregory of Nyssa, Bishop. "God is like an inaccessible rock," is the caption. Pretty cool caption, right? Let's see what he says. "Consider the feelings of a man who looks down into the depths of the sea from the top of a mountain. This is similar to my own experience when the voice of the Lord from on high, as from a mountaintop, reached the unfathomable depths of my intellect. Along the sea coast, you may often see mountains facing the sea. It is as though they had been sliced in two with a sheer drop from top to bottom. At the top, a projection forms, a ledge overhanging the depths below, If a man were to look down from that ledge, he would be overcome by dizziness. In the same way, my soul grows dizzy when it hears the great voice of the Lord, saying, Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. The vision of God is offered to those who have purified their hearts. Yet no man has seen God at any time. These are the words of the great St. John, and they are confirmed by St. Paul's lofty thought. In the words, God is he whom no one has seen or can see. He is that smooth, steep, sheer rock on which the mind can find no secure resting place to get a grip or lift ourselves up. In the view of Moses, he is inaccessible. In spite of every effort, our minds cannot approach him. We are cut off by the words, no man can see God and live. And yet to see God is eternal life. But John, Paul, and Moses, pillars of our faith, all testify that it is impossible to see God. Look at the dizziness that affects the soul drawn to contemplating the depth of these statements. If God is life, then he who does not see God does not see life. Yet God cannot be seen. The apostles and prophets, inspired by the Holy Spirit, have testified to this. Into what straits is man's hope driven? Yet God does raise and sustain our flagging hopes. He rescued Peter from drowning and made the sea into a smooth surface beneath his feet. He does the same for us. The hands of the Word of God are stretched out to us when we are out of our depth, buffeted and lost in speculation. Grasped firmly in his hands, we shall be without fear. Blessed are the pure of heart, he says, for they shall see God. Responsory prayer. No one has ever seen God. The only Son of God, nearest to the Father's heart, has made him known. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. His greatness is beyond our understanding. The only Son of God, nearest to the Father's heart, has made him known. Very, very beautiful indeed. We'll take our intercessions, and then we'll do the closing prayer for our shortened office. Lord Jesus, you have given us the light of another day. In return, we thank you for crying out. You offered yourself, Lord, bless us and bring us close to you. You offered yourself in sacrifice for our sins. Accept our intentions and our work today. You bring us joy by the light of another day. Let the morning star rise in our hearts. And for the solemnity coming up tomorrow, evening prayer one, intercessions. Jesus, whose heart was pure when pierced by a lance, flowed forth blood and water, poured forth blood and water, and gave birth to your spouse, the Church. Cleanse and sanctify us. Jesus, holy temple of God, slain by men and raised up again by the Father, make your Church the dwelling place of the Most High. Jesus, King and center of all hearts, you love us and lead us to yourself with unending love and mercy. Renew your covenant with all men. Jesus, our peace and reconciliation, you unite all in the peace of the new creation and put enmity to death through the cross. Show us the path to the Father. Jesus, our life and resurrection, you refresh the burdened and give rest. You refresh the burdened and give rest to the weary. Draw all sinners to yourself. Jesus, because you loved us with so great a love, you were obedient even to death on the cross. Raise up again those who sleep in your peace. Grant us the grace to forgive those who have pierced our own hearts with their negligence, their abuse, their words of discouragement, their selfishness. Grant us this grace to be able to see them more the way you see them, Jesus, and to love them with your love. Pour out your blessings upon our community, all of our online prayer groups and apostolic groups and other communities. And hear all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, as we gather our prayers together, saying, Most loving Jesus, Lord, have mercy on us, and our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Father, guide and protector of your people. Grant us an unfailing respect for your name, and keep us always in your love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. So we have our now, seriously, we're going to do the readings from the Liturgy of the Word and enjoy those. A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 16. Abram's wife Sarai had borne him no children. She had, however, an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. Sarai said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from bearing children. Have intercourse then with my maid. Perhaps I shall have sons through her." Abram heeded Sarai's request. Thus, after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Cana, his wife Sarai took her maid, Hagar, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his concubine. He had intercourse with her, and she became pregnant. When she became aware of her pregnancy, she looked on her mistress with disdain. So Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for this outrage against me. I myself gave my maid to your embrace, but ever since she has become aware of her pregnancy, she has been looking on me with disdain. May the Lord decide between you and me." Abram told Sarai, "Your maid is in your power. Do to her whatever you please." Sarai then abused her so much that Hagar ran away from her. The Lord's messenger found her by a spring in the wilderness, the spring on the road to Shaor, and he asked, "Hagar, maid of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?" She answered, "I am running away from my mistress, Sarai." But the Lord's messenger told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her abusive treatment." "I will make your descendants so numerous," added the Lord's messenger, "that they will be too many to count." Besides, the Lord's messenger said to her, "You are now pregnant and shall bear a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard. God has answered you. This one shall be a wild ass of a man, his hand against everyone and everyone's hand against him. In opposition to all his kin, he shall encamp." Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram named the son whom Hagar bore him Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 106. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can tell the mighty deeds of the Lord or proclaim all his praises? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Blessed are they who observe what is right, who do always what is just. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Visit me with your saving help, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, and rejoice in the joy of your people, and glory with your inheritance. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Alleluia, alleluia. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia, alleluia. The house built on rock and the house built on sand. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been built solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, the Almighty. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. I believe in the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And normally we would liturgically finish a liturgy of the word with the intercessions or the prayers of the faithful, but we already did that. We already did that at the end of our shortened divine office, so it would be kind of repetitive just to repeat that for the sake of ceremonial whatever. So I hope that you're having a good day, and I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces or partial indulgence for the soul in purgatory today is during this year of hope. May he pray for all of us in our need, he or she pray for us in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I also want to pray for the Pope's monthly intentions, that we will find consolation in a personal relationship with Jesus, and from that relationship, from Christ's heart, learn to have compassion on the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed be God forever. May Almighty God bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.